This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. This is the Dream Doctors are in the house today. This is the Dream Maker special here on BPN Radio. Dr. Thomas Harrison, the Dream Doctor, is in the house. And he has invited me to be a part of his practice and co-host. So we're glad to be on today. It's going to be a wonderful day. And so it's time to pray, America. Remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. But we are delighted that you are listening today. It's going to be a great day. And Thomas, here we are.
It's great to be with you, Dr. Dale Gentry.
Well, it's going to be a great day. And we had a tremendous, a couple of 3 weeks ago when we were on, we had tremendous response. And we have been friends now for, well, since 1979. How long is that?
That's 38 years.
38 years we've been friends. And so I value your friendship. I value relationships. So here we are in our studios in studios in Austin, Texas, and your studio in, are you in Missouri or Tulsa, Oklahoma?
That's a good question. who would have thought 38 years ago that we would be talking via the internet, which really wasn't around at that time, that we would be hosting video programs together, ministering around the world. Who would have ever thought that?
I know. It's really amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And so Dr. Thomas Harrison is a dream maker, and I've joined his team. And so we are dream makers, and we are doctors in the house. We're going to be talking to people today and praying with people. So if you want to take this phone number down, we will take your calls. And the number to call is 979-596-0195. And that number is 979-596-0195. And if you say, well, I don't know if that I want to talk directly to these guys, then you can put your dream, your name, and your city or state or your city and state, and we'll pray with you, and you can talk about your dream. I know a couple of weeks ago, Thomas, we had someone that was on that said she quit dreaming like 10 or 15 years ago. That is a very sad, that's a sad story, but I guess it's not an unusual story.
It reminds me, Dale, of the story that we have in the Bible where the man at the Pool of Bethesda said, I have no man to help me. Put me in the pool when the water is troubled. Uh-huh. And when that comment came, our hearts were quickened. We were saddened at first, but then we said, you know, for every one, there must be thousands. And that's what we're here today, to help rekindle the fire of imagination, to rekindle the spark of the Holy Spirit that God has put in hearts and lives in Austin, Texas, all around the world. And you know, sometimes, Dale, people only need one word of encouragement. I remember so many times you have said, one word from God will change your life. Well, you know, one encouragement from a friend can change your life. One hug and one embrace, one thank you note, one attaboy, one text, one phone call will change someone's life.
Well, I like that. I like that one attaboy. I think that is very good.
Or at a girl. You know, or you go girl, whichever.
Well, I know that you and I both have been preparing our whole lives, our whole ministry, to help people. And I know that you have gone through the educational realm. You have as a professor in colleges, universities, as well as pastoring churches, and you have prepared yourself. And of course, Gene and I are celebrating 50 years of full-time ministry, and I have prepared myself as well. And I believe that we are ready to help somebody climb a ladder. And we can't do it by ourselves. I'm just thinking today, what is it that we might help people with today? We might help people with your connections and my connections. And I think what happens in the ministry is people present a need or a request or a dream, and we who are so spiritual, we just say, well, let me pray with you about that. But I think in some ways that is a cop-out, because it's easy to pray and go our way. And how many times, I'm sure that I know that I've been guilty of it, and maybe you could cry guilty also, that we have just quickly prayed for somebody and moved on. But this is a program called the Dream Makers, where we're actually going to help people make their dreams come true. We're actually going to do it. And you say, well, how can we do that? Well, through our connections. I know Thomas, Dr. Thomas Harrison, you have connections, I have connections, and there may be someone today that you have a dream to pastor a church. We might help. Maybe to go and preach the gospel, or maybe go be a missionary in another country. I have connections in many parts of the world. Maybe you'd like to go to mission school. Maybe, I don't know how much we can help with that, but maybe you have a dream of having a husband, a godly husband or a godly wife. Maybe you have a dream of writing a book, starting an internet radio station, going to work at a station. And maybe you can add on to that, Thomas.
Well, certainly, Dale. You know, we never know the person who sits next to us in church, the person that stands next to us in the line checkout at Walmart. We never know what they're going through. And sometimes it is, as you said, it is so easy to lay hands on someone, to pray for someone, to share a scripture. And we do that in faith. We do that in faith, believing that God will meet that need. Sometimes we need someone to say, this is what we suggest you do. A, B, C, D. Let's make these phone calls. Let's get in touch with these people to help. Sometimes people only need a little push. Yeah. And they can be propelled into the ministry that they need and that God has planned for them.
That's exactly right. So we're going to pray for you, give you some counsel, give you some instructions, but we're also going to see how we can help you. And you can write the Dream Doctor, and I have that information right now.
I'll give it to you, Thomas. @thedreamdoctor.net.
Okay. Thomas@thedreamdoctor.net.
And you can go to my website at thedreamdoctor.net. You can give us a call at our office, 918-585-5333, or you can contact us here on Facebook today. Type in your dream today. You know, that could be the very first step, Dale, to someone being propelled into their ministry. Maybe they have been so afraid to say anything to someone. But, you know, let your fingers do the walking on the keyboards today. Yeah. And type in a message. This is
If they type in a message and send you an email, will you be able to read it during the program?
Not today. Not what we set up for today. I can only do so many things. You have a staff, and I have myself. So if I had another computer screen here, I could do that.
We are going to give you an email address. If you want to send us an email, we'll read your email on the air. And so we are ready to take a phone call. Or we're ready to take a message on Facebook. I don't know where we get the message on Facebook. Are you getting those? Ruth is getting those. She's working with us here. And Allison is going to be here tomorrow. Yeah, Ruth. And Allison has helped us set up. Ian has helped us set up.
Allison.
Yeah, we appreciate these. So if you would just write us at Breakout Prayer Network, is that right? The email?
Just leave a comment on the Facebook.
Leave your comment on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we will respond to you. And if you want to call us, the number to call. Oh, okay. The number to call right now, if you want to talk to Dr. Thomas Harrison or Dr. Dale Gentry, you can call 979. And I believe that number, if you're watching by Facebook, 979-596-0195. If you're listening to bpnradio.com or you're listening to us on TuneIn Radio, the number to call is 979-596-0195. And you can just tell us your dream and what you're dreaming about, and we'll see what we can do to help you. We will pray with you. We will pray for you, but we will see what we can do to help make your dreams come true. Because I believe that, you know, we were sharing a couple of weeks ago, Thomas, that, both of us have had people to help get our foot in the door. I remember in the eighth grade, I got this prophecy that I was going to be a radio announcer. And so that was in my heart. I knew it was right. I believe it was a prophecy by my eighth grade school teacher, Mrs. Bicknell, in Comanche, Oklahoma. And so in high school, I met this guy named Bill Merrill. And Bill Merrill, I still remember his name. Bill Merrill then went on from KRHD Radio in Duncan. He went on to be the sportscaster, play-by-play sportscaster for the Dallas Cowboys during the days of Tom Landry. But he said to me, Dale, what you need to do if you want to be in radio, he said, you need to get your foot in the door. And that was just a word that I've carried all these years. Get your foot in the door. And he said, there's an opening here on Saturday nights, and it doesn't pay anything, but you'll get some experience. And if you'll come and work, play some country music, and host a program for 2 hours on Saturday night, I believe you'll be able to get your foot in the door. And so that's exactly what happened to me. And then we had a guy, I worked with my dad at his service station in Comanche, and a guy came by, and he said, my son has gone to, I understand you're interested in radio. I said, yes. He said, my son has gone to Elkins Institute of Radio and Electronics. I don't know if you've heard of that or not. He said, and he got a good job. He's graduated, got a good job at KOMA. I know you remember that one. KOMA in Oklahoma City. Chuck Dan, the Chuck Dan Show. And I would listen to Chuck, and he said, Dale, you need to go to Elkins Institute of Radio and Electronics and be trained there, and that will help get your foot in the door. Once more, we got that foot in the door. If we're going to hold the ladder and let people climb, they don't get up on the top rung to begin with, or the top step, do they? They start climbing.
It takes a lot of work to begin to that. And I remember so vividly some of my radio career when you were talking about your career. And I started in television in front of the camera when I was 5 years old. And I still remember that experience. I still remember how it felt and smelled and how it looked and how I was during that time. And it was so wonderful. And that began a birth in me for a love for radio. And I would do commercials on our kitchen counter, and I would grab peaches or beans or whatever out of the cabinet, and I would do a commercial as if there were a camera or a microphone. Eventually, I had a tape recorder and a record player, and I would do all of that. I did more things, and then eventually, my parents, when I was in junior high, when most people do sports and dance and various other activities, my parents enabled me to go to private speech class for 5 years. I worked on developing my voice and ridding my voice of an accent in central Arkansas. And I had two parents that had very distinct accents. And you don't need the thick accents when you're in media. So I did that for 5 years. And that training helped prepare the way to where I am today. But certainly if you would have turned the microphone on and the camera on when I was a younger person, I'd have been scared to death. And so conquering fear is just part of that. Of course, in the ministry, being in front of people, speaking, knowing your voice is being recorded and being sent around the world, it can cause you to be self-conscious. And so I love being in front of people, but it takes time. And I certainly understand that that's not everyone's gift, and your gift may be behind the scenes. We certainly need those people behind the scenes. And for every one you see on camera or you hear on radio, there are hundreds behind the scenes that's that you right. never see. You never that's know right. their name. And they help make the movie. They help make the television program, the radio program, the newspaper possible.
I agree. So it may not be that a person may be behind a microphone. They might be behind a camera or turning the knobs or producing or writing. I know you've managed radio stations, television stations, and it may be a drama. It may be acting. Who knows? I just believe, Thomas, I believe that these are the days of opportunity. If we've ever wanted to do something, if we've ever had a dream, and I have to be real careful about my hands because my hands make the screen freeze up a little bit. I'll try to keep my hands down. But if we've ever had a dream, wanted to do something, now is the time. We have all of these religious liberties. We have opportunities knocking our door. There is the world actually waiting at our door. And the thing that I believe is that dreams come true. And I want to give people an opportunity. The phones are not ringing yet. I guess we're doing something new. But I want somebody to call us and say, I have this dream, and how can you help? We'd like to really help you. We are the Dream Doctors, and we help make dreams come true. So the number to call is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. We're broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, vpnradio.com. And this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. 2, 5, and 10 o'clock. And if you want to leave us a dream, if you want to leave us a question that we can talk to you about on the Facebook page, we can do that. So we have an open line, and two dream doctors are ready to visit with you because we believe that dreams really do come true. And it's in my heart, the primary thing that is in my heart, Thomas, is I've got to do so much in life. Now I want to help some other people do it. I know that's in
exactly.
your heart, too.
That's what life is all about, Dale, because we have spent the first part of our life acquiring, achieving, making things happen. And now this part of your life and my life, I'm looking to give things away. I'm looking to help people, to put things into motion. And I'm saying, like you, and I love your phrase, help me, let me hold the ladder for you. I love that phrase. Let me hold the ladder for you. Let me make an introduction for you. Let me make an email or a phone call for you and make things happen. It doesn't always happen that way. It isn't always as easy as 1, 2, 3, but beginning the first step. And people don't know about you until you make that first step. And we talked a few weeks ago about business cards. Somebody may be listening today and go, oh, I meant to get some business cards. Well, how are people going to know how to reach you without a business card?
That's right.
Without your phone number. You may not have a website. Or an email address. Need to put all that on the business card and have those business cards ready with you all time, in your car, in your purse, in your brief, in your pocket, wherever you go. Have the business cards that way. Well, how do I reach you? Well, Henry, let me write it down. No. You whip out that business
that's
card.
That's right.
And you give it to him.
Okay, that's a good start. Get you some business cards made, and. What do they put on the whatever gift or talent they have?
Yes, you put your name and how someone contact you. If you operate out of your home, you don't want to use your home address. You just put your name, email address, telephone number, maybe a website, a few brief words. It's not a billboard. It's not the newspaper. So don't flood it down with your life story on that short and sweet and attractive design. If you Google. You can Google some places online, or you can go to your local printer. You can go to through Staples or FedEx office, Kinko's, and they can help you get some business cards. Business cards do no good if they're sitting in your desk. They have to be out in circulation. It's like money. Unless it's earning interest, the only way to profit from it is by circulation.
I believe that. Father, we just pray right now, Thomas Harrison and I, Dr. Thomas Harrison and I, we pray for people that are listening today, and they have a dream, but they don't know what to do with it. They don't know where to go with it. They don't know how to take the next step, or maybe their dreams have been broken, and they feel like they'll never be able to dream again. I pray for people that are listening today on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio, and those that are watching on Facebook, that you would speak to people, let them know that you care for them, and that there is two men that is waiting to help make their dreams come true. Two dream doctors, Dr. Thomas Harrison, Dr. Dale Gentry. And we're waiting for your call. I mean, here we are taking our time, which is valuable time, and yet it could not be spent more wisely than speaking to people that have a dream. And how my question is, how can we make your dream come true? So give us a call and say, I have a dream, and we'll say maybe we can help you make that dream come true. So you can...
Dale, you mentioned time. Time is the most precious commodity that we have. We can always earn more money. We can always do other things to make money happen. But time, we all have 168 hours in the same week. And it's how we allocate that time. And you said something a couple of weeks ago that I'd like you to expand on. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You told our audience a couple of weeks ago, it's easier to do three things than one thing. Explain that. I believe that, but explain that.
Well, if you are doing one thing, then that is going to be very profitable. But then all of your energies, all of your time is being spent on that one thing. But, you know, the Bible says two are better than one. I guess two things are better than one thing. But then it goes on to say three things are better than two things or one thing. So there's something about three that is so powerful. I think if we can say, well, I'm going to have three things involved in my life, and those three things are not counterproductive, if they're all working together, flowing together, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. If we just had God the Father, that would be great. But I'm thankful we have God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So those three. And then we know that, you know, the Trinity is so very, very important, and God most of the time works in three. So here I am. Working at Breakout Ministries, and that is one thing I'm doing. And then I'm serving as a prophetic voice, and then I have a radio church. So I have three things, but these three things, Thomas, are all working in conjunction. They're all working together, one complementing another, until the three are actually causing me to expand and enlarge. And so if one of those things may seem to be floundering a little bit, then the other one or the other two can help motivate, or I can be involved in those while the other one picks up the pace or what have you. So, you know.
Yes. And I also believe when you do more than one thing, it forces you into a new time management mode, because you realize that you can't spend all of your time in this one area. So you have to delegate your time. And, you know, you mentioned that you're the pastor of BPN
Breakout Radio Church.
I was traveling this weekend. Breakout Radio Church. I'm sorry. I was traveling this weekend. I was away from my home church. And so what did I do at 8 o'clock? I got my phone. I put it near where I was getting ready. And I was a member of Breakout Radio Church Sunday because I could hear I could hear what you were doing. I could worship you. I heard the message about what was happening in Africa. And I was a part of that church. And I was in a hotel room. And I had the volume turned up. No telling if the people next door could hear me or not. but I was in that service worshiping with you that Sunday. And I had mentioned to you on another occasion, I was traveling in another occasion, and I was in Kansas City. Had a big engagement the next day, couldn't sleep. turned on the night watch, and I heard the night watch, yeah. and I heard you talking about the homeless and the people who couldn't sleep and had physical problems. And I thought, what a wonderful ministry this is. And here I am, hundreds and hundreds of miles away from my home and my friends and family, and I can turn on the radio, and there your voice and the others were there giving comfort, giving God's word and encouragement. Oh, sure helped me.
Well, that's that makes life mm-hmm. worthwhile, that you're helping other people. And that is I think, in the particular season that I'm in, that is my most fulfilling thing, is to help, because I know, help others, because I know that I did not get here alone. In 1979, when I wanted to host a radio program, not from our church, but I just wanted to do a talk program and have people call in like we're doing today, have people call in. Then I contacted the manager of the number one Christian station in Oklahoma City, and the manager's name was Thomas Harrison. He's on with me today. You opened the door for me to go in every Sunday night from 10 to 11 o'clock. There's another guy that also you gave an opportunity by the name of Jerry Edmond. You remember Jerry Edmond?
He was one of my greatest friends.
Jerry Edmond still talks about you. He's a pastor not too far from Austin, and he still talks about how Thomas Harrison helped him. So you helped two young preacher boys, and, of course, you were a young radio station manager as well. But you gave us an opportunity. You opened the door and said, okay. And it was a tremendous encouragement. And there was a man that came out with me every Sunday night. His name was Ron Lester, and he now has an earned doctorate. He's Dr. Ron Lester, and he is totally blind now, totally blind. And he's on every Thursday, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, on BPN Radio. He is working with me here, but you were a tremendous influence.
Wow,
he still
wonderful.
Talks about you going out to the radio station. So it's amazing how we can help each other. So here we are talking to each other, encouraging people that listening, just waiting for somebody to call and say, hey, how about helping me? So if you want to call, we have our lines open. And, you know, if you don't call, Thomas Harrison and I will just keep talking to each other. I know somebody's listening. But the number to call is 979-596-0195, or you can leave us a message on the Facebook page. So, wow.
Phil, let me jump in here and talk about Ezra, the 7th chapter, verses 27 and 28.
Okay.
You may want to make note of that. And Ezra said, I was ready to go. And I just love that phrase. And here are five keys that I found out of that passage from Ezra 7, verses 27, 28. One, God will send important people to help us in his work. Important people like Dr. Gentry, important people like your pastor, maybe some other folks. God will send to us important people to help us in what we're doing. We will be liked and have favor with those that we meet. You know, when you talk to someone, when you present your idea, you have to be confident in who you are. God is helping you. God will give you strength and information. But if you don't believe in your product, if you don't believe in whatever you're doing, your ministry, it will never work. Because the enthusiasm opens the door sometimes, and people see that enthusiasm. We will be led. Like-minded people will become our friends and associates. You know, we like people on Facebook and social media and that type of thing. But Ezra also showed us in this passage that finances will be provided. You know, people sometimes they will say, well, I'll do this if I have the money. Well, you know, money is just a temporary situation. It's yeah. just a detail.
Yeah.
And I have a relative of mine and my brother-in-law and his sister, who I'm not related to, has a wonderful saying. And she says, if a problem can be answered with money, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Because you can always find a way to have money. You could go to the bank and borrow money. You could go to a friend and borrow money. And if the only way to solve that problem is money, that's really not a problem. And so I love that approach. And of course, the more money you have, the more problems you can solve.
Yeah. So I agree with that. That's great input. I do. Somebody said,
Dale, there may be some people that are waiting to fund ministry. There are people of wealth and influence and power, position, authority. They may be waiting to seed and plant into someone's life.
That's
they
true.
May be like you and I. They're on this part of our life, saying we need to help the next generation coming along. I have money. You're reading all the time about Bill Gates and Andy Zuckerberg and all these famous influential people. They're saying the next part of my life, part of giving our money away.
Yeah.
Well, we need to be in line for that. We need to be waiting for that.
That's right. Who knows? There might be somebody waiting to help you out there. So
you never know.
We never know. But I know that it's a matter of somebody helping us get started. I mean, everything that I've done, somebody helped me get started. When I need a promotion in radio, I had a friend that came and I worked with. He said, I'm going back to Texas, and when we get an opening, I'm going to call you. He called me. He opened the door. And I think we have somebody on now. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Cynthia.
Okay, if you would turn down your computer or your iPhone, because I'm coming through there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's your name and where are you from, and how can we what are you dreaming about?
My name is Cynthia Mendoza. Mr. Gale, I know you so much. I appreciate everything that you're doing for the kingdom. You've come down to Life Church and met us in Port Arthur, Texas.
Okay. Cynthia, what are you dreaming about?
I've been dreaming about a lot of things. One was
let me just ask you this question. I know there's a lot of things that we can dream about, but there is something that is primary in our lives. And like Thomas and I were talking about when I got this prophecy in the eighth grade that I was going to be a radio announcer, that's all I could think about. I just wanted to be a radio announcer. What is it, if you could do anything in the world, what would you like to do, and how can we help you?
I want everybody to find the love of God like I found.
Wait just a minute, Cynthia. That you're talking about evangelism, everybody knowing the love of God. But what would you like to do? You as a person, what is in your heart?
I always wanted to help the poor.
Okay. Ministry to the poor.
I want the people that doesn't know and that can't get up off their pillows to go out and look for jobs. I want to be able to be that person to provide them with that income.
Okay.
I want them the abilities to look for a job, like the ones that come from prisons that can't find jobs. I just heard on TV the other day that they were helping people from prison to get jobs. So these people with felonies, they can't get jobs around here because they've been in prison. They have a felony thing on their background, and they can't get up in the world. That's why they keep doing crime.
Okay, Cynthia, let me ask you a question, and then I'm going to let Dr. Thomas Harrison respond. So you have this compassion for people that are coming out of prison to get a new start in life, a new job. Is that correct?
And even as well as women from battered women's shelters.
Okay. I'm going to let Dr. Thomas Harrison respond. Did you hear the question there?
Yes.
Okay.
Cynthia, you have a heart of compassion that is just overwhelming. And I can sense the love and care that you have for people who are poor. And you've mentioned two or three times you want to help people in prison and help them with employment. That is so needed. There are several ministries that are existing. One of them is City Reach. I don't know if you have a City Reach church near you. plug in to something like that, at least on the website, so you can see some of the things that they're doing. But I can tell you that in every community, there are people who need what you're talking about. And if you will partner with your local employment agency, there are jobs for felons and those who have had a crisis in their situation. My brother-in-law is a part of a church, and they have a special Friday night church where they bus in people from a correctional center, and it's all under the auspices of the corrections department, and they minister to people. They have families that they minister to. So, Cynthia, I just believe that in the name of Jesus, God is going to open a door for you, and it'd be very plain for you. I would recommend that you connect to as many professional people as you can, because even though your heart is bent toward those who are felons and their families and that type of thing, you will have to have a massive resource of connections with employers and employment services, with state agencies to help bridge that. And I believe you can be a bridge to help both of those entities come together. Because there's so many jobs out there that are waiting that need the kind of people that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helping people come out and get a new start. Cynthia, my father was a prison minister. He won hundreds of men and women to Jesus in prisons. And, you know, that might be something that you could pray about. You know, your local church could probably give you a license or ordination so that you could go and minister in prisons or develop some type of contact, writing, corresponding with these prisoners. And when they get out, you'll already have formed some type of a bonding or relationship with them and be able to maybe welcome them when they come out, because some of them come out with no family, no friends, and there's a tremendous ministry there, tremendous need. And so why don't you take time, if you will, to write all of that down and send it to thomas@thedreamdoctor.net, thomas@thedreamdoctor.net. So, and he's going to share all of these with me, and we'll be praying about that. And you know, we have contacts with those who minister in prison, and you know, this was a ministry of Jesus. Cynthia, Jesus said he'd come to minister to the poor, and poor in heart, poor in spirit, the broken. And there is nothing that more value, I believe, than you could do than help these people that come out of prison get a fresh start, a new start. And so some of them not only need a job, but they need someone to care. So we want to pray with you right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Father, we just pray for Cynthia from Port Arthur, Texas, and we just hear her heart. Lord, once we can hear someone's heart, then we can grab hold of that. I pray that you'd set up divine appointments, divine connections, and I pray, Lord, that what she has heard today will be of value. And as she writes us, then we can put her in contact with some other people that are actually doing the same thing. So, Cynthia, God bless you. Sure love you. Give our love to all of our friends there in Port Arthur. What a wonderful group of people there.
Yes, thank you so much. We are rebuilding just as fast as ants rebuild an ant pile, and everything is working out to the best of God.
Boy, I know you guys have really been through those floods. So, and Gene and I have we've been reaching out. We've been reaching out to help you guys as well, as I know a lot of other people have done. Cynthia, thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye bye. Okay. Well, there are needs everywhere, aren't there, Thomas?
You know, Dale, that's the wonderful thing about what we do as ministers. Our job never ends.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I agree. If you want to talk to Dr. Thomas Harrison and I, you can do that. 979-596-0195. That is 979-596-0195. And someone sent a message saying, I have a dream of having a youth activity center, a place serving the community, a safe place for our children, a place to share the gospel, a place of fun, a place to teach, a place for family, surrounded by the love of Jesus. Do you have a response to this?
Wow, this sounds exciting. There are grants available for such things. I heard a few years ago, there was one particular fast food restaurant that had all kinds of playground equipment in their restaurant. They didn't want to have that anymore because of the liability. And they were giving playground equipment away to whoever could take it. So I believe that if you begin to make some contact in your area, you may find buildings that are available. There are churches that have buildings that are vacant. They have been given to them. They no longer have use for them or whatever. And it could be they're waiting for somebody just like you. And it could be that there's state or federal funding available for that. And then why wouldn't you want to have a safe place? That is a hot topic right now. And so you could advertise about having a safe place. I was involved with the Tulsa Inner City Ministries for a long time. I was on the executive board, and we found an old Safeway store, converted that into a family and teen center and church there. We had clothing that we gave away to the community, and they're in North Denver area of Tulsa. And it was just a wonderful ministry that we have there. So I would just say to you, go for it.
Go for it.
There's opportunities there available.
And when you talk about a safe place, that's great. Okay, we have somebody. You're on the radio with the Dream Doctors. What are you dreaming about? And what's your name?
This is Isabel from San Marcos, California.
Isabel, and, what are you dreaming about?
So I feel the Lord is leading me to become an independent safety and health consultant. I have my first client. I call it a divine meeting, and so it has been it was a thought, and that I just hadn't pursued. And then when this happened, I felt that it was confirmation that that my ideas were coming from God. So I've begun. I have the skill set. I'm just wondering if you have any ideas about marketing. Or anything else you can contribute to get this off the ground.
Okay, doctor.
And you're in what industry, Isabel?
It's occupational safety and health. So I'm an independent consultant.
Okay.
Do I need to elaborate?
Need some more elaboration, Dr. Thomas?
Okay.
So how would you help someone?
Okay, well, I help people or companies develop their safety programs. I write their safety manuals. I help with inspections, comprehensive root cause analyses and corrective actions for accidents and injuries. And that's just a part of it. I have a lot of skills to apply in the industry, but those are just a few of the things that I can do.
What a wonderful opportunity God has given you, because think about this: you are helping industries, businesses, factories reduce injuries, increase productivity. You're helping the safety and well-being and health of the employees. You're also helping these companies avoid federal fines and civil lawsuits. Why wouldn't everybody want to talk to you? Mm-hmm. You have an open door right now. I would suggest that you develop professional material, business cards, a brochure, a basic website, and then start making the rounds. Contact the agencies that you would be working with and for, OSHA and whatever state and local agencies that you have, and find out if they ever have job fairs, if they ever have employer fairs, they ever have resource fairs, and offering to speak for free. Make a few YouTube videos from your company, from your consultancy, and post those. How to avoid repetitive strain injury. You may want to talk to a chiropractor or to a doctor and to have their comments and link with that as part of a resource. And I can see very clearly that with some contacts and with some effort that you could be as busy as you would want to be.
Does that make sense to you, Isabel?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm taking notes. That's very good advice.
Oh, wonderful.
I appreciate it very much.
How can we help you get started?
Well, I'm not sure. This helps a lot. Just the advice.
If you want to send me an outline, Isabel, if you want to send
me
an outline of your brochure or an outline of your services, I can critique that for you at no cost. If you want to send me a draft of what you'd want on a business card, I can critique that at no cost for you.
Okay. That's
so, okay. Wow, that's great. That's much appreciated.
Thomas at thedreamdoctor.net.
Okay. Okay.
Get your materials.
I'll do it.
You need to be ready, so get your materials ready first and then start contacting. It's like the rule of evangelism and marketing. We start in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, the other parts of the earth. So start small, excellent materials. Don't skimp on the business cards. And you will be as busy as you will want to be in the very near future.
That's amazing. And I can say, Isabel, that if Thomas Harrison does anything, he does it with great excellence. When our breakout ministries needed someone to critique and someone to do an evaluation, we turned to Dr. Thomas Harrison. He is amazing. So I know he can help you. You have any idea how much money you're going to need to get started?
All I need is a computer. I've already started working with one client. So it just takes
excellent.
A little bit of gas money to get up there to meet, to do an inspection, and I'm currently working at home on this project. So the cost is very minimal.
So you don't... Go ahead, Thomas.
Even if you did some pro bono work to help get some established references for your website, that would be excellent. So if there's a Christian business or ministry that you see that you could help, you could say, I can come in and help you. I can give you 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is. If you, in exchange, you give me a letter of reference. And, you know, that's a wonderful barter system. And most every pastor, business owner would say, that is the best bargain I've heard all day.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
And there may be, you're in San Marcos, California?
Yes.
Who knows? There might be somebody in that area that would be willing just to give you a computer. Just meet them somewhere. They might just be willing to give you a computer. And
I do have a computer.
You have a computer.
If you will Google business incubators, and then in your area, and there may be business incubator sites available for a small office, or they may have funding or computers or supply. So I would do some Google searches with business incubator.
Okay.
Business incubator. That's amazing.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I'll check it all out.
Okay. Well, you've got some help there. And if you write Dr. Thomas Harrison, he will certainly, he'll certainly have some great ideas that are chock full of excellence. Let us pray for you, Isabel.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for Isabel. I thank you for this young lady that has wonderful dreams. And we know that dreams do come true. And so we bless her as she moves forward. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you. And bless you both.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Okay, we are.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. We have some people that are trying to call us, and if you get a busy signal, because we don't, we only have one line here with our Skype computer. We only have one line. So you that have been trying to call us back, if you'll try to call, we would appreciate it so very, very much. And when you call, if we're in the process of answering a question, if you'll just hold on, we will get right to you. Okay, you're on the.
Okay.
You're with the Dream Doctors. The doctors are in the house. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Okay, Kimberly, talk to us about your dream and how we can help you.
Okay, so I have lots of dreams, but the one that I can't really figure out is the one where God said that He is rising up an army of women and that I'm supposed to lead them. I have no idea how to even begin that.
Kimberly, where are you from?
I live in Oregon.
Live in Oregon? Okay.
Matter of fact, I called in yesterday and you had given me a prophetic word about dreams. And I was like, how did he know that?
So it was a good word?
It was a good word.
He
said that people had been mismanaging my dreams, which, you know what, they wouldn't, when you go to other people instead of going to God, that's how I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I was doing.
So, Dream Doctor, do you believe that people's dreams can be mismanaged?
Yes. Could you repeat Dale, Kimberly's question or comment?
She said that she has this dream to lead an army of women in ministry. So, and then she said, I gave her a prophetic word yesterday that someone had been mismanaging her dreams, which she said was a confirmation. So I'll let you respond to that.
Yes, I'll respond to the prophetic comment first. The sad part of today's society is that not everyone has motives that match ours and intents and values that match the ones that we have. So dreams can indeed be mismanaged. And so dreams are much like a baby that's given to a family. They have to be nurtured. And the best people to nurture those dreams are the people whose baby or who the dream was given to.
Yeah.
So I definitely believe that dreams can be mismanaged. Now, regarding a network of women in ministry, I have spent more time this week talking to one of the major prophetic and evangelistic voices in the Assemblies of God, Renee Moore of Oklahoma. And Renee has been on the cutting edge of ministry. She's had an uphill battle. Unfortunately, doors do not swing open for everyone. And women evangelists are a difficult, it's a unique calling. And it's one of those areas that it is so needed because people are so wounded, Dale. Sometimes they're wounded by men and they don't want to see me. They don't want to see another man because a man has wounded them, a man has taken them, but they'll receive anything from a woman. So I believe that, you know, the church of today, we would be in sad shape if it were not for women who had raised up, heard God's voice, sprung to action, and did something, largely because men were not available. They were too busy. They were watching a ball game. They were taking care of themselves, whatever, I don't know. But I believe that in these last days, we will see women. And if you want to raise up an army of women, women evangelists, women pastors, women preachers and teachers and workers of the gospel, now is the time to do that. And the one thing when I was talking to Renee Moore earlier this week about women in the ministry, I said, you know, we have, you can go on television. We see Joyce Meyer and Marilyn Hickey and so many of these other people. I said, you know, we minister and we should minister with a fresh anointing that it's not out of hatred. It's not because men won't stand up. We're not mad at people. We're not mad at men. And just go forth, empower women. You know, sometimes women need a little extra push to help bring them to where they are.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need to just to say, you go, girl. you know, go after that, go do it. And sometimes men need to open the doors for women, not just to be polite. I was raised in the South by Southern parents, and if I didn't open a door for a woman and keep it open, my arm had better been broken because it was about to be later. And I still hold doors open. And I think that's prophetic that we need to hold doors open for women. And we need to say, women, take place on our boards, take place in our on staff at our churches. And I believe the time is now. So I just commend you, Kimberly, and you go for it, girl.
That is very good, Dr. Thomas Harrison. What would you say step number one would be for her?
Well, step number one, if you're having an organization of women, you need to define what your organization is, what it will do, who are the people that you want, what is the goal of the organization. Then you will need like-minded people along with you. If you need me to put you in touch with Renee Moore and some other women ministries, ministers, I can certainly do that. You may have your own network that you want to do. So is your mission credentialing? Is your mission empowerment? Is your mission training? Is your mission ministry? What is the primary focus of your ministry? You're not starting another denomination, I don't think. So find a way that is clear and a path that is clear so that in 2 minutes you can share with another minister and they can join and link with you and you can present your vision very clearly. You'll need a website because obviously if you're raising an army, you can't speak to the army all at once. You need a website to do that, a very simple website that's attractive. You need an email address, and you certainly need business cards.
Okay. You need those three things. And Kimberly, I would say that you need to write your vision down. Habakkuk chapter 2 says, write the vision down, make it plain. So write it down so that people will understand what your vision is so they can help you. And so I would encourage you to write the Dream Doctor, Thomas at thedreamdoctor.net, Thomas at thedreamdoctor.net, and also outline what he asked for, and maybe write your vision, and he could help. So
that's amazing, guys. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me say a prayer for you. Father, we pray for Kimberly there in Oregon. And we just pray in Jesus' name that you would just minister to her. And we know that dreams really do come true. So I pray that she'll write it down, respond to the Dream Doctor. And I just bless her. I pray for divine appointments and divine connections in Jesus' name. Okay, I think, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kimberly. We want to help make dreams come true. If you want to contact the Dream Doctor, you can at thedreamdoctor.net or Thomas at thedreamdoctor.net. So we desire to be a blessing. We desire to help you any way that we possibly can to help make a connection, to recommend your ministry, or if you want to write a book. I have connection with one of my spiritual grandsons that's building a studio. Recording studio, and so maybe you have a dream of recording a song or recording an album, whatever it may be. So we just know that dreams really do come true. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those that have a dream. They've got this dream in their heart, and they don't know of anyone to help them. They don't know really how to get started, but we are thankful for Dr. Thomas Harrison that was on with us until recently. Wow. It's been a wonderful day on BPNradio.com with the Dream Doctor, Dr. Thomas Harrison. And I appreciate him being a part of the program today. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.